Good morning and welcome to Parma Christian Church. We gather together today in the name of the living Christ to worship God. Surely God is with us in this virtual worship space and calls us to worship together in spirit and in truth. Let us begin our worship this morning together in prayer. Let us pray. Most holy God, we await the touch of your Spirit with eagerness. We ask that you enter the lives of each one of us today, refreshing and renewing and healing us with the power of your loving Spirit, so that we may live with purpose, enthusiasm, and courage in the way of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Once again, welcome to worship with us here at Parma Christian Church. We're glad that you're able to join us, and we will continue to worship together here at 10:45 a.m. on Sunday mornings virtually through Facebook, and we will let you know when we are ready to gather together for in-person worship again in the future. There are two items that I want to remind you of this morning. The first is Holy Communion. We will celebrate communion together with one another today towards the conclusion of our service, and we invite all who believe in Christ to join us together in communion. Our communion table extends far and wide to your table too. So we invite you to gather a piece of bread or a cracker and something to drink and bring it to your table to celebrate communion with us. The second reminder is for offering. Your generosity is greatly appreciated as it keeps our ministries here at Parma Christian Church going, one of those being our very important food ministries. So we invite you to give through our online tool called GiveLifey, or you can mail in your offering to the church at Parma Christian Church, 7000 Ridge Road, Parma, Ohio, 44129. You can find our online giving tool at our church website, parmachristianchurch.org. And for those of you who are church members and are looking for your new church envelopes, which begin in July, you can stop by the church office this week and pick those up. Our scripture lesson today comes from the Book of Lamentations, which is a small book found in the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament of the Christian Bible. Lamentations is a wonderful short little book to read that reminds us that it is okay to grieve and to mourn our loss. As our cases of coronavirus continue to rise all across our country, and in light of all of the strife that is happening in our own country and around the world, I was drawn to reading the scriptures this week that allow us to acknowledge our grief and pain, yet still be able to find hope for tomorrow. So here are these words of scripture from the Book of Lamentations, the second chapter, verses 2 through 13, and the 31st chapter, and the third chapter, verses 21 through 24. The elders of daughter Zion sit on the ground in silence. They have thrown dust on their heads and put on sackcloth. The young girls of Jerusalem have bowed their heads to the ground. My eyes are spent with weeping, my stomach churns. My bile is poured out on the ground because of the destruction of my people. Because infants and babes faint in the streets of the city. They cry to their mothers, where is bread and wine? As they faint like the wounded in the streets of the city, as their life is poured out on their mother's bosom. What can I say for you? To what compare you, O daughter of Jerusalem? To what can I liken you that I may comfort you, O daughter Zion? For vast as the sea is your ruin, who can heal you? But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today is the 15th Sunday that we have gathered together for worship through Facebook Live for our virtual worship service. It has been almost 4 months since we last worshiped with one another at an in-person worship service in our sanctuary. Today is a milestone that I'm not sure that any of us truly saw or believed that we would see. This pandemic continues to grow all around us, and we are tired. I'm tired. You are tired. We are all tired and weary of this new normal that keeps us from gathering with one another. Our hearts ache to be with one another for in-person worship service. We long to be back with one another, worshiping and singing in this space, our sanctuary. Our hearts long for life to return to the way it was only 16 weeks ago. We want our sense of normalcy to return. Yet even as we long for the return to what was in our pre-pandemic days, we know that we cannot be safely with one another right now. The numbers of new cases continue to rise. The slow reopening of our states across our country was too soon. This past week has brought news of record-breaking days in other states. And news closer to home here in Ohio, it's not good either. This week we have seen our case numbers soar once again. And this change in the wrong direction means that this pandemic is still very much with us. And it means we cannot safely gather together in the sanctuary where we know that it will put the most vulnerable of us at risk. So our hearts continue to break. We continue to mourn, to lament. And we continue to long for what was. We long for what was, just as the ancient Jewish people do in the Book of Lamentations. This book reminds us that it is natural and perfectly okay for us to grieve, to mourn, to even be angry at what is happening around us. The last time that I used this scripture from the Book of Lamentations for a sermon was the Sunday after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. That hurricane caused great destruction and property loss. Hurricane Katrina killed almost 2,000 people across the Gulf Coast, especially in New Orleans. That's where most of the loss of life occurred. It was a time of great mourning for our country. We were at a loss for words as we watched the news of the flooding and destruction in the Ninth Ward. Pain and sorrow, questions and concern rocked us. We hurt emotionally and physically for that loss of life and for what was. And everything seemed to be. It reminds us of God's continual steadfast love, even when everything all around us seems to be lost and in chaos. Lamentations was written during the time of the Babylonian exile after 586 BCE. That means before the Common Era, before Jesus Christ was born. The land of Judah was destroyed and the Israelites were carried off into captivity. and everything that they knew appeared to be lost. The normalcy of what was life before the exile was gone. The book was written to help the people express their grief and their sorrow over the loss of what was. To acknowledge their lives in the present, to love where they currently were, and then to give hope for the future, for what will be. We too have lost much over these last 15 weeks. We have lost our sense of normalcy. We have lost living out family and church and community traditions. We have lost celebrating birthdays and graduations and holidays with one another. We've lost the traditional summer events like concerts, ball games, summer camp, and even the 4th of July holiday celebrations. Each one of us can add our own personal loss to that list. And grief and sadness and even anger at losing these things is normal. These are feelings we should be feeling. We have all lost something in this pandemic. There are families all across our country who are mourning the loss of loved ones who are a part of the 123,000 people in the United States alone who have died due to this virus over the last 15 weeks. That is the greatest loss of all. Yet in addition to the losses that we've experienced due to this pandemic, we are also living through this great time of change, of community unrest, and the protest movements that have been triggered by the continual violence against Black Americans in our country due to systemic racism. I saw a meme on Facebook this week that highlights the chaos of our current times. Perhaps you saw it too. A news station in North Carolina had posted a weather graphic on the dust cloud from the Saharan Desert in Africa that is impacting the southern United States. And someone responded by saying, "Awesome! I've always wondered what it was like to live during the times of the Civil War, Spanish flu, Great Depression, Civil Rights Movement, Watergate, and the Dust Bowl. Not all at once, mind you. But you know, beggars can't be choosers." And it does feel like we're living through each one of those things right now, all simultaneously. Yet even though some of those events happened a long time ago, the issues surrounding those events have never fully been solved or come to a resolution. They've never gone away. Which is why right now, when we're all so caught up in the pandemic and everything has changed, some of these issues have risen again to the surface, and we must face them. When I read the scripture from today, from the Book of Lamentations, the verses that stand out to me are these. Infants and babes faint in the streets of the city. They cry to their mothers, "Where is bread and wine?" as they faint like the wounded in the streets of the city, as their life is poured out on their mother's bosom. If that doesn't bring to mind for you what is happening in Black and Brown America, then read it again. Read it again. So many people of color in our country live in such poverty and despair, in food deserts. They suffer the effects of malnutrition. They suffer the effects of poor education. They suffer the effects of homelessness or living in substandard housing with lead paint and so many things that are wrong. I want to focus on specifically the infants in that phrase and that scripture, because the number of infants that die in our country before they reach the age of one is a tragedy. In 2017, the infant mortality rate in the United States was 5.8 deaths per 1,000 live births. Yet in Cuyahoga County, that rate was 16.1 deaths per 1,000 African American children, while it was only 2.4 deaths for white children. There is something wrong with those numbers, and if that doesn't break your heart, it should. In the 21st century in America, that is an outrage. Our black and brown children are dying all around us to many reasons that are so many, we can hardly name them all. And the greatest reason is simply because they are black. And that is a sin. That is a reason for us to mourn. That is a reason that we should be angry at the way things are and want to strive for something new, for something better in our world. Just as the Book of Lamentations gives us support for when we mourn, it also gives us reason to hope. The scripture reads, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him." When the chaos of this world threatens to overwhelm us, we can trust in the hope that comes from God. The steadfast love of the Lord never ends. It never ceases. Even when we cannot see far enough into the future to know when we'll be able to gather together again for in-person worship, we know that the steadfast love of the Lord continues and will support us through this chaos. We are not alone, for God is faithful to us. We can trust that in this chaotic time. God's love is with us and supports us. God's love for us also calls us and beckons to us to be a force for positive change in this world. We are called by God through Jesus Christ to love others, to reach out in love to those who are in need, to go beyond our comfort zones, to help those who do not look like us, and to remember that we are all children of God.